WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The defense stunk, and there was no passing game, but there was a silver lining to the dark cloud in the Redskins' 29-17 loss to the Broncos at FedEx Field last night.
Hand off Adrian Peterson. Jump stop, breaks it out to the left. Breaks a tackle across the 40 to the 39-yard line. Again, great running.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL as it looks like the Redskins found a starting running back in Adrian Peterson. The four-time All-Pro looked impressive in his debut, running 11 times for 56 yards.
I feel pretty good. It was good to get out there and knock some of the extra rust off, but I felt good. My wind, my conditioning, you know, my legs were under me, so I felt pretty good, man.
The Redskins close the preseason next week against the Ravens. Hurricane Lane, which threatened Hawaii for a week, is weakening and is now a tropical storm.
The storm has lost power, which has allowed the trade winds now to push it westwards away from the islands. As the mayor of Honolulu said, Honolulu dodged a bullet here.
Correspondent Nick Watt on the Big Island, meteorologists are warning heavy rains could still wallop the islands with flash flooding and landslides. Pope Francis has arrived in Ireland, where he's expected to address the issue of clergy abuse. In fact, he'll be giving six speeches during his 32 hours in the country.
The larger question is whether what he says will be enough. And we have been hearing from people, George, that they want action. And the question is going to be how can the Pope show that indeed the Vatican have a full grasp on.
Correspondent Delia Gallagher. A Maryland lawmaker will lose his leadership posts after a legislative ethics panel investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct.
Delegate Kurt Anderson will also be required to have extra training in harassment awareness and prevention. Maryland House Speaker Michael Bush says he decided to strip Anderson of his leadership positions in the House as deputy whip and chairman of a subcommittee on criminal justice. Anderson has previously denied the allegations. They included sexual assault in 2004 that was outlined in a 2017 police report in Baltimore. Anderson was not charged. Other accusations included an unwanted kiss and inappropriate comments about women's appearances. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Health officials in Loudoun County have put out a warning for two possible public exposures to measles in the past week, one at the Inova Medical Center in Purcellville and the other at the Riverbend Building in Lansdowne. Your chances of contracting measles is very low if you've been vaccinated, but if there's a possibility you've contracted measles, you could develop symptoms anytime in the next 2 weeks. A new poll of school teachers in Maryland paints a picture of educators finding it tough to make ends meet, with 40% of teachers working second jobs and more than 9 out of 10 dipping into their own pockets to pay for school supplies for their classrooms and their students.
I've always held a second job to make ends meet, pay the bills, and I often put probably around $500 a year into my school.
Cheryl Bost is a fourth grade teacher in Baltimore County and president of the Maryland State Education Association. She says state lawmakers are not keeping up with the cost of education and teachers are struggling to fill the gaps. In sports, the Nationals get blanked for the second day in a row, this time to the Mets. They'll meet again in Queens at 4 this afternoon. And the Orioles fall to the Yankees in 10. They'll play again tonight at Camden Yards. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions at 8:30. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rosell Live at noon. Right on Retirement at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-640-9509. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-640-9509. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-640-9509. That's 800-640-9509.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good morning. And we've got a couple of problems already on this early Saturday to tell you about. We'll start with the Beltway Interloop just past the Dulles Toll Road. Some road construction got picked up a few minutes ago. That's unwinding now after it had a little bit of a backup with it. Here in the district, Potomac Freeway westbound near the Roosevelt Bridge. We still have two left lanes blocked with a construction project that's going on this morning. 270 local lanes northbound right before Shady Grove. Getting a report of a crash there off on the right shoulder. Just an accident investigation at this point. And in Virginia on westbound 66 right at Highway 123, we've got an accident on the left shoulder of the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have mostly sunny skies today and a high of 83. Clear skies tonight with a low of 66. For tomorrow, sunshine. Warmer and more humid, though, and a high of 89. And then the heat returns for real on Monday, mostly sunny and hot, high 93. 62 right now in Burke. It's 58 in Olney, 68 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life with more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance to see you succeed. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. Apply now. No application fee now through August 31st. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams understand how serious it is to get the most money when selling your home. It's your largest investment, after all. Debbie and Sarah guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That is a fact. When it comes time to sell your home, the more buyers that know about it, the more money you'll get. Bottom line. Debbie and Sarah developed an exclusive program to take the stress out of selling your home and at the same time let thousands of buyers know about your home through their Buyers in Waiting acquisition program. They currently have over 7,000 buyers that have registered with them. These buyers are willing to pay top dollar for your home. Debbie and Sarah are so confident that they'll guarantee 100% of your asking price or they will pay you the difference. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, great to have you with us.
Great to be here, and nice to see that the weather is cooling off a tad.
Well, it's always good to get your perspective because you are in those contentious White House briefings. Sarah Sanders had her hands full this week, and you were in there. She's very adept at, handling a lot of stuff in a very tough environment.
Where do we start? She was asked repeatedly about the news that Michael Cohen, one of the president's former lawyers, was cooperating with Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller and accepting a guilty plea. Now, she repeatedly said that this was a matter having nothing to do with the time that he has been president and everything to do with the period in which he was a private citizen and candidate Ergo, it was up to the press to contact the president's private legal team. She must have said this six times on one particular day and perhaps more. But it was clear she was not going to get into the thicket involving Cohen, involving the immunity that was given to Inquirer CEO David Pecker. And most recently, we've seen Mr. Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer for the Trump empire, been given immunity. Sarah Sanders was not going there, period. Now, where these arrangements will go, what information will come out, and what it has to do with the Trump election or his tenure as president remains to be seen. But I'm willing to make a bet with anyone out there, Sarah Sanders will say nothing other than what she said last week.
What's it got to do with Russia? I'm sorry. You know, when you look at all of this from the outside, and, you know, it's Friday night, and you're trying to analyze
yes.
all this, getting ready for Saturday morning, and you look at it and say, what has this got to do with Russia? This is two women 10 years ago that probably made noise about
right.
spilling the beans, so there's a little hint of blackmail or extortion going on here. It's not like he did it in the Oval Office, as a former president did.
Yes, that is true. And remember one thing. Bill Clinton was impeached not for anything having to do with immoral or amoral behavior or anything he happened to do in the Oval Office. It was about some serious crimes, perjury and suborning a witness to tell an untruth. And incidentally, while he survived impeachment, he didn't survive disbarment as an attorney. Donald Trump's situation is entirely different. So far, the evidence that has come up deals with events, some of them 10 years old, that involved Trump as a citizen and before he was even a candidate. Now, if Russia is involved in any of this, we'll know about it soon enough. In the unrelated case of Paul Manafort, who was the president's campaign manager for 5 months, he was found guilty of 8 counts, including misrepresenting his income, not paying income taxes, and perjury in general. He may have to do a lot of jail time for it. What does it have to do with Russia or the Trump campaign? Nothing.
You watched the Nixon demise very carefully.
I did.
Did investigators subpoena people that close to Nixon, like his personal attorney or his personal accountant?
No.
You know, I would think there would be some kind of client-attorney privilege here instead of an attorney ratting on his boss and being scripted by some prosecutor in New York.
Richard Nixon was brought down not by anything anyone came out with and only by one statement, that of his former aide, Alexander Butterfield, that there was indeed a taping system in the White House. And when tapes came out, he said some unfortunate things that indicated he knew about the use of money to cover up the Watergate scandal and have potential witnesses silenced with hush money. Then, as he himself later admitted, sometimes the cover-up is worse than the crime. But there is no innocent plea. There is no plea bargaining. There is no private arrangement in this. The current events and the current performance of Mr. Mueller are light years removed from those who prosecuted and eventually brought down Mr. Nixon.
The president clearly frustrated, and once again this week expressing his frustrations about the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions struck back. Very interesting back and forth, and you kind of wonder, you know, why they're still married.
Why Jeff Sessions is still in the cabinet, that's an interesting question. Look, their relationship began to deteriorate from the beginning. In my presence, and then later in public, President Trump said that if he ever thought Jeff Sessions would recuse himself and therefore let his deputy at the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein, appoint a special prosecutor. He would have never named him attorney general in the first place. And that's happened, and nothing can be undone. But the fact is that when he continues to talk about going after people or ending the plea bargain process, the president presented an immediate threat to his attorney general, who hit back, saying he would do nothing to violate the laws or his oath. All of this went back and forth, and it is probably the first time there was ever a public feud between a president and his attorney general since Harry Truman had a disagreement with his attorney general, J. Howard McGrath, in 1952, and eventually fired him because he did not like the way he was pursuing the end of alleged corruption in the federal government. It got very public and very ugly, but the recent events dwarf that feud. Now, where will it go? Consensus is in Washington will resign as attorney general after the election. But there is a bigger problem that faces the president. Number one, who will take the job as attorney general? And two, who can win appointment in a Senate whose composition we won't know about until November?
We're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi. We're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi's latest comments. This is priceless. You have to stick around for this. James Stanley's over in the traffic center. What's the latest, James?
Yeah, Rick, big road race this morning. Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest is going to be blocked both directions between 9th and 14th Street Northwest from the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads this morning. Potomac Freeway westbound right around the Roosevelt Bridge. We've got a couple of left lanes taken out. That's a construction zone. Maryland Indian Head Highway southbound right at the Wilson Bridge Drive exit. All of the lanes there have opened back up from an earlier crash. Give yourself a few extra minutes to get through, though, as it completely unwinds. And on 66 in Virginia, eastbound right before Centerville, a right lane taken out. That's a construction zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, couldn't be better for today and tomorrow. Partly cloudy, high of 83 this afternoon. And for tomorrow, sunshine, high of 89. Relatively low humidity. We're only in the upper 50% range in the humidity, so it's going to be nice and dry. Monday looks partly cloudy, up to 92. Sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday, highs of 95. Right now in D.C., we are at 64. We're heading to 83 and at 717 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Our conversation with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, continues. John, the minority leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, digging her heels in this week. She said, quote, "I can take the heat, and that's why I stay in the kitchen. I have a following in the country that's unsurpassed by anybody, unless they're running for president." Now, I think Taylor Swift might one-up Nancy Pelosi.
I think that's true.
But what does this mean for the Democrats? I mean, you know, they're over there very giddy about all the Trump problems, but they've got their own set of problems, don't they?
Well, in the House of Representatives, the problem is that the cast of characters has been on stage longer than Sweeney Todd was on Broadway. I remember Nancy Pelosi's initial election to the House, succeeding the late Sally Burton, her election as Democratic leader, and then finally becoming the first woman Speaker of the House. Now, as she is in her 70s, it's not so much her age, but her familiarity with voters, and time, it seems, has passed her by. If you call me sexist or say the same about the Democratic whip, Steny Hoyer of Maryland, and a good lot of the other leadership in the House, their time has come and gone. The problem with Democrats is finding new faces and new leaders. Oh, I'm sure they're looking forward to having daily duels in the House, but they need the duelist. Here's my bet. Nancy Pelosi can say she's not going anywhere, but if Democrats either win the House or come close, they're going to want someone who can go on the Sunday talk shows and offer a new vision. My bet, Tim Ryan of Youngstown, Ohio, who is going to make a concerted effort to bring back the blue-collar voter who deserted the Democratic Party for the Trump-Pence ticket. bring them back. Nancy Pelosi cannot.
Sad news at the end of the week, John. Senator John McCain will no longer be seeking treatment for his brain cancer.
Well, this has been expected for a long time. The senator battled cancer, and of course, he fought death until it was almost upon him. Right now, the tributes are coming in from Democrats and Republicans, former opponents in Washington. Talk is that this will be the largest funeral for a United States senator since the assassination of Robert Kennedy 50 years ago. I've covered John McCain since he was first telling people he would run for the House from Arizona when he didn't even live there. And, of course, living there less than 2 years and winning a seat over three seasoned politicians made the former POW someone to watch. He took Barry Goldwater's open Senate seat as if it belonged to him, and in six terms in the Senate, went to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee, a key player in America's national defenses, upset a lot of his Republican base with his calls for campaign finance reform, and he's casting the key vote that would have scuttled Obamacare. He never reached his goal of being president, having his best chance of all in 2000, losing the nomination to George W. Bush. He saluted and supported the ticket that narrowly won in a disputed election. When he finally had his turn in 08, no Republican was going to win. There was the big Wall Street panic, the collapse of Salomon Brothers, and the charisma of Barack Obama promising something different. Colleagues of mine from overseas said that McCain was their hero, as he was to Americans. They thrilled to his story as a POW who came home beaten but proud. But by 08, they just heard that story too many times, and he lost, going back to the Senate that he loved. John McCain was controversial, outspoken, made mistakes in his private life as well as his professional life, and was the first to talk about it. But he's going to be remembered as someone very unique in American history, someone who had a second life after a very heroic life in uniform, and who never made it to the presidency, but had an impact on politics and our lives probably greater than some who did make it to the White House. For my part, I always enjoyed interviews with him, good-natured banter, and the way he always called me pal, which is what he called a lot of reporters, even those he didn't like. Well, Senator, it was nice knowing you, and we know that when you go to your next stop, they're going to say, well done, John McCain. Congratulations.
John Gizzi, White House Correspondent, Chief Political Columnist at Newsmax.com. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. As I always say, Rick, it's never boring.
And it's 7:23. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. And coming up next, if you missed this gem on Megyn Kelly's show this week for the Michael Cohen Truth Fund, we'll tell you where you can donate. That's next. You're going to love this.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Effects of Brain Chemistry on Your Health on Wednesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings and evening here on WMAL. Sellers often ask me why I hate open houses. I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 55% of my homes sold in 10 days or less, and for top dollar last year. Join me in Maryland or Virginia on October 16th or 17th to learn my proven system. Register at ericstewartgroup.com.
Your health is the most important thing that you have. This is Mary Walter, and I recently tried the Mauer Organic Trim Bar. This non-GMO, gluten-free, high-fiber, low-sodium, and low-carb bar is delicious. And with flavors like peanut crunch, chocolate brownie, it's hard to believe that they can also help you lose weight with clinically proven organic fat burners. Order at mauersportsnutrition.com and enter MARY20 at checkout for 20% off your order. That's M-A-U-E-R sportsnutrition.com, MARY20 at checkout.
7:25 on the Saturday Morning Update. Great to have you with us. And you know, there are spokespeople on the left and on the right that will say things, and you just kind of want to jump right into the television screen and yell right back at them. And you know, they often attempt to pull one over on us. They insult our intelligence. And this is a classic. Now, Lanny Davis was on with Megyn Kelly this week, and he gets to the point where he's talking about the fund to raise funds for Michael Cohen's legal fees and things. So listen to the audience. They're not buying it. You'll hear the audience response. And then Lanny doubles down and scolds them. This is just priceless.
Could I just take one opportunity to remind everyone that Michael Cohen has suffered a tragic and difficult experience with his family. He's without resources, and we've set up a website called MichaelCohenTruth.com that we're hoping that he will get some help from the American people so he can continue to tell the truth.
The audience is, they don't know if you're ready to donate, Lanny, but we did check before we went to air. It's got $70,000 in it so far. And listen, we appreciate you coming on.
I would say the reaction of your audience may be that they're not as interested in getting the truth out about Donald Trump as many other people in the country. Approximately 60% of the country would not have the reaction of your audience.
Okay. By the way, I overstated it. It's 20,000. It's not 70,000. But, you know, for Cohen's, hope springs eternal, I guess.
So I guess he needs to raise money, probably for his legal fees. I think Lanny's on his legal team, or at least is his spokesman. So I guess Michael has to raise money to pay Lanny and his attorney. What's interesting is that everybody's talking about Michael Cohen and President Trump and the campaign finance violation. There's not been as much attention paid to the fact that in the plea, according to Forbes magazine, according to the plea, Cohen failed to report more than $4 million in income to the Internal Revenue Service, income largely related to Cohen's work with various taxicab companies, many of which had previously been linked to tax trouble. So if he failed to pay, or actually failed to report, more than $4 million in income to the Internal Revenue Service, I'd guess he probably, what does that mean? He probably saved about $2.5 million in taxes. Wouldn't he be able to maybe pay with that? Or is the IRS going to get him for that? And the penalties, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just amazing. But I was very impressed that the audience was not buying it.
It's been 18 months since the first EMP 180 weight loss opened in D.C. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and a year and a half has passed since I started with EMP 180, and not only did I lose all of the weight that I needed to lose, but I've successfully kept it off now for over a year. EMP 180 has become the standard for weight loss in D.C., and a large part of that is due to WMAO listeners who've heard my story and checked them out for themselves. I've received so many emails over the past year full of EMP 180 success stories, and it's really nice to think that my journey may have influenced someone else to get healthy. So, if you've been struggling with weight, give EMP 180 Weight Loss a call and take the first step to getting healthy for life. With three convenient locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and now Woodbridge. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180, and feel free to tell them Larry sent you.
Do you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
This is Jake McCann, station manager at WMAL. One of our long-term supporters, Joe Hadid, lost his mother this past week. Our condolences go out to Joe and the entire Hadid family. Samira Hadid always had love and support for her family and her local community. She will be missed.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews.
Peterson, you can hear the crowd as he checks out. Gotta respect the man's ability, and he looks like he's still got it.
Looks like the Redskins have found a starting running back, perennial All-Pro Adrian Peterson, who missed all of training camp and just joined the Redskins a few days ago, looked impressive in his burgundy and gold debut, running for 56 yards on 11 carries in the Skins' otherwise unimpressive 29-17 loss to the Broncos at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden was impressed with Peterson.
I saw the big guy running pretty hard, really. You know, he had a 5-yard average, I believe, had a couple good bounces. And, you know, the thing I liked about some of his runs is it looked like they're like gains of ones, and he'd fall forward for a gain of three.
The Redskins finish the preseason next week against the Ravens. The signatures collected to get an independent candidate on the ballot in Virginia's 2nd District congressional race included 59 fake and 4 dead people, according to the Virginian Pilot. The staff of incumbent Republican Scott Taylor collected those signatures, and Democrats say it was an effort to split the vote and ensure Taylor's reelection. We're learning more this morning about President Trump's decision to slow down talks with North Korea. There simply has been little done to reduce nukes on the peninsula.
It's not really a surprise that the U.S. president is now acknowledging that there is very little progress being made towards denuclearization. It's what we have heard all along from many experts, most notably and most recently from the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog, saying that there are some great concerns about the activities going on at some of the nuclear sites.
Correspondent Paula Hancock. In sports, the Nationals have now gone 2 full games without scoring a run. They fall to the Mets. The Orioles did make a game of it, but they lose in 10 to the Yankees. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offerings 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF 000279. TNACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLV 1028256. ORCCB 1999-39. Call for details.
7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, John, thanks and good morning. The Fast and Fierce 5K happening at Freedom Plaza has got traffic really stacked up, mainly from everybody heading to the race this morning who's going to participate and just be a spectator. It's got Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest shut down between 9th and 14th. All of the cross streets as well, so just expect that if you're going to be here in the district. Potomac Freeway westbound near the Roosevelt Bridge. 2 left lanes taken out. That's construction. Crash just cleared in Maryland on Indian Head Highway, southbound at the Wilson Bridge Drive exit. All of the lanes have opened back up. Just hang with it an extra few minutes. Should be unwound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today. It'll be gorgeous with a high of 83. Clear skies tonight with a low of 66. For tomorrow, more sunshine, but it'll be warmer, more humid, and a high near 90. For Monday, mostly sunny and downright hot. High 93. For Tuesday, more of the same, hot and humid, high 95. It's 58 right now in Herndon, 62 in Bowie, 67 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know the saying, sooner rather than later? Sometimes later is better. Like having that one relative over this weekend. In-laws? Maybe later. Or your kid comes home from school and asks, where do babies come from? Let's talk about that way later. How about when you know you need a new roof, but you wish you could pay for it later? People ask me, Patrick, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? How about you pay me half later and the other half? Never. Now through August 31st, we're cutting 50% off all roofing materials. And the half you do pay for, you can pay me later with 18 months interest-free financing. That's not next year, that's next decade. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through August 31st, half later, half never.
If you want to save time and money on parking at the best events in D.C. this summer, reserve your spot in advance with Spot Hero. From outdoor concerts to dinner at the district, or just a night out on the town with friends, Spot Hero has you covered. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Then reserve the space you want and use promo code FAST on the Spot Hero app to save $10 off your first park. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
We always need to remember there are many factors that can impact your investments. Change in interest rates, shifts in emerging markets, political unrest, and more. This is Chase Hinterstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. The main reason to have a good financial advisor is to help you stay grounded, disciplined, and focused. We manage investments for our clients, and we'd be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Chase Hinterstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37, Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Senior Fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, it's great to have you with us this morning on WMAL.
Rick, always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right, we got plenty to talk about. And first off, North Korea. Now, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, scheduled to go, would have been his fourth visit to talk with the North Koreans. President Trump says, nope, you're not going. They're not owning up to the obligations that we talked about when we were in Singapore. Now, you've got the president holding the line on North Korea. He's holding the line on China, back and forth, tit for tat, on the trade war. And John Bolton said this week, U.S. sanctions stay in place until Russia changes its behavior. So the administration being very, very strong on the foreign policy front.
Well, I think that's the key point, is that when they lay out a policy path forward, they're very good about sticking to it. And even if that means taking a step back, like with North Korea, and saying, okay, look, we didn't agree to your behavior, so we're going to take a step back. And this is notable by the fact that every other administration going into this in the past, for example, with the North Koreans, always kind of gave in, oh, don't worry about it. You know, we know you're just having a hard time. We'll let it slide. And I think it's the letting it slide over and over again by previous administrations really, you know, saw our foreign policy deteriorate to the point of where we were a laughingstock. So it's going to take time to get everything back. And I think, you know, we've talked about this a number of times. The North Koreans are going to test us. They're going to see if they can go back to doing it the way they did it before, where they were appeased and given stuff for bad behavior. And it's going to take some time to sink in. That, we're really serious. We're not going to benefit you by doing things which don't benefit us. And the Russia stuff, look, the Russians are still the Russians. John Bolton has been very clear on this, and I believe it's appropriate. while there's areas of potential cooperation, the areas of challenge are much greater. And let's face it, look, the Russians are, their economy is not doing well. While they're very much modernizing their military, it is a fraction of the size of ours and of our allies. So I think the pressure is a good thing, and I think foreign policy benefits of this strategy will take some time to pay off, but I do believe it'll all pay off.
Do you think at some point Kim Jong-un finally goes, gosh, you know, this guy means business and he's not going to cave like everybody else did?
I think he may be convinced of that. I think he's got advisors and others in the system that are not convinced of that. And we've, you know, this is going to take some time to change the momentum and culture of a military that since the early 50s has been bent on one purpose, trying to prepare for war against the South Koreans, the United Nations, the United States. And, you know, you're going to have people who are very much committed to that is the status quo. So to get them to change and get the situation to change, it's just going to take some time and very consistent, even-handed policy saying we're not going to change the way we're doing business.
I want to turn to ISIS. They've released a new audio recording that purportedly features Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Now, if it's confirmed that it is his voice, it would be his first recording to emerge in nearly a year. What does the significance and the timing mean to you?
Well, you know, the timing is ISIS has not been doing well. I mean, we're looking at continued progress, albeit a little bit slower in Syria. You'll notice that they've not been in the news much. And the reason they've not been in the news much, Rick, is because the Pentagon has been permitted under President Trump to do a global approach to going after them, multifaceted, very complex, and something proposed under the Obama administration, but President Obama would not approve. So I think it's simply put, the Pentagon doing its job. Secondly, on the fact we're seeing this a year out after his last one, he's been relegated to not much better status than what bin Laden was. I mean, let's remember, bin Laden would do a threatening video or audio about once a year, and that was it. That's all he could do. And I think that's what is going on here. I don't think al-Baghdadi can do much more than of that than basically do a fairly threatening video or audio at this point. So I think it's a good thing. I don't think this is a this indicates anything more than ISIS is being more and more relegated to the dustbin of history.
All right, want to turn to the hot topic of the week, of course, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, President Trump, Stormy Daniels, you name it, we got it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Manafort first.
Sure.
You know, everybody's in the main media, the mainstream media, has tied Paul Manafort's trial and conviction, obviously, to President Trump. And,
yeah.
You know, this is an investigation. It's my understanding they were looking at Paul Manafort well before he even became a part of the Trump campaign. It has nothing to do with President Trump.
Not
my understanding.
Rick, remember that they had to essentially get a federal judge to waive the statute of limitations on some of the allegations and now, I guess, charges that he was convicted on. So this what goes way back. This is something that if you look at the actual details of the trial, Rick Gates, his assistant accountant, whatever, played a key role, who, by the way, I think is far more guilty in many ways than Manafort himself, based on a number of disclosures in his testimony. With that said, you know, I just wish people would just look at the facts. And the problem is that you have the mainstream media, the legacy media, doing everything they can to intone and imply that there's some link. And simply put, there, if you just look at the facts, there's absolutely no link.
All right, we're going to break for the traffic real quick. Sure. Then we'll come back and talk about Michael Cohen's plea. Fascinating stuff. But first off, James Stanley is in the traffic center. And what's going on? We got something going on in town today that could cause some issues, James.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. And from the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Pennsylvania is shut down here in the district from 8th to about 14th Street. The Fast and Fierce 5K road race happening. It's starting at Freedom Plaza and making its way around. It's a big benefit for rhinos, so if you're an animal lover, you'll probably want to get out there and run that one this morning. Traffic-wise, it's just really delays around Pennsylvania and the cross streets. Construction in Virginia on eastbound 66 around Centerville with a right lane taken out. Crash just coming in Maryland, southbound on 270, right at the 370 interchange. It's on the right side of the road, partially sticking out in the slow lane, so watch for that. Folks getting over is going to cause delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy for today, a high of 83. For tomorrow, sunshine up to 89. Cloudy Monday, a high 92. Tuesday is sunny with a high of 95. And sunshine on Wednesday, high 95. Right now in D.C., we're at 64 and we're heading to 83. And it's 7:45 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And Tony, the Michael Cohen plea deal is fascinating. Now, again, there hasn't been that much mention of the tax evasion component of Michael Cohen's case. It's all about Stormy Daniels and the payments. And oh, by the way, if folks weren't tuned in the earlier part of this hour, Michael Cohen, according to the plea, failed to report more than $4 million in income to the Internal Revenue Service. You know, $4 million is going to get you in trouble with the IRS.
Yeah, that's jail, unless you're Al Sharpton, that's jail time. And there's been issues all along with the focus on Cohen. I mean, this is another situation where you got to look at what the facts are rather than what the emotional reporting is. And I'm still searching for what exactly the crime is that Cohen, you know, tried to implicate the president in, relating to his plea. I mean, this man is running around. He apparently purchased that nearly $10 million apartment last month. So Cohen is not a poor man. And he's
He is. We need to be donating to the Michael Cohen Fund. Yeah, you know, there's a fund, and it just cracks me up. We played the Megyn Kelly piece where the audience wasn't buying Lanny's contribution solicitation, but if Michael's got a $10 million apartment, maybe he should be selling the apartment as opposed to Lanny asking us all to contribute to his legal fund.
Yeah, hey, as a matter of fact, Lanny, if you're listening right now, call into the show. I think Rick and I can give you some good advice, and it's probably not going to go the way you think. No, look, it's really bad. I mean, these people, you know, run around and they pay in restaurants what we make in a month, for goodness sake. I mean, this is insane. And I'm glad the audience saw through it. I think most rational people see what's going on here. But Michael Cohen is essentially a sleazy lawyer. You can't swing a dead cat in Washington without hitting one. And I'm speaking from experience. And so this is just a playing out of that. And I'm, you know, look, and I got a question today about, well, shouldn't President Trump know more about what Cohen was doing? Look, I hire people all the time. I was actually in the military, and I had to hire and fire people, and I didn't always know every little detail about their background. So, again, if you look at the facts, if you look at what's going on, what's all out there, I'm still trying to figure out what exactly the crime is and why exactly the Cohen issue should be anything other than the Cohen issue relating to Cohen's own wrongdoing.
Two quick points, Tony. Number one, when you hire an attorney, you expect the attorney is going to give you legal advice. That's why you hire an attorney. So if Trump is making this payment, why doesn't the attorney say, Mr. Trump, you don't want to be making this payment right now because it's too close to the election. Where was the recording of Michael Cohen saying, no, I'm a lawyer. I don't think you need to be doing this right now. It's going to get you in trouble. That's what Donald Trump was expecting, I think, the lawyer to say, hey, if there's a problem, I need to know there's a problem. Isn't that why you hire a lawyer and you pay him $250 an hour plus? I guess $250 an hour is a cheap date with an attorney these days. The second thing is you're not the only one that wonders about a legal violation. Here's Chris Cuomo on CNN.
I read that information, what they call the charging document, when there are no charges because there was a plea deal. I'm not impressed by these campaign finance violation charges. He pled guilty. I get it. That was his decision. But they never proved it. And This, they're cutting it very fine mm-hmm. with what they say he did. And I don't think we know that this was some grave campaign finance conspiracy going on. I think they were lying about it. I think they were being sneaky about it. But I don't know that there's criminal exposure for the president, especially with all the DOJ guidance about when you can move on a president. They'd have to impeach him first. I don't know that this is a high crime or misdemeanor for the purpose of that. Of course, it's up to all the politicians. It's just a political situation. I'm trying to make a different value judgment.
So what he's saying and what you're saying and what I'm saying is that Michael Cohen has pled guilty to a crime that we don't even know was committed. The prosecutors scripted his plea.
Right.
And the plea was in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office. Now, Cohen is not smart enough to write that himself, okay? You know that was scripted by attorneys. I mean, anybody would hire a Clinton lawyer, probably not the brightest star in the sky, but that's another opinion of mine. Point being, we don't know that a crime has been committed, but Michael Cohen copped a plea. I don't get it.
Look, I find myself in a rare situation where I agree with Chris Cuomo's take on this completely. Look, you got to look at the facts. And this, no matter how you slice it, the issue of what happened, when was paid, that's all a political issue. And that'll be litigated by the midterms and by the president's reelection campaign. That's it. This other stuff, the constant smears, just shows, continues to show, Rick, that there are, I'd say 80%, 85% of the media is completely committed to smearing, taking anything they get, like the situation, trying to say, oh, it's Trump's fault or he was involved. Look, President Trump hired a lawyer. The lawyer turned out to be a sleazeball. His lawyer probably gave him some bad legal advice that he's going to pay for, and the president, may have shown he did some things which, by the way, paying people to keep their mouth shut is not a new concept. If that was a against the law, I'd say 95% of Congress and other folks I know in Washington would be in jail. You wouldn't have enough jail space for everybody. So we need to really take a step back here and look at what, if any, legal exposure there is, which I don't believe is any, and let the people decide when the time comes for reelection what they think.
A couple of notes on that, Tony. There was a confidentiality agreement. There was a clause in the agreement between Trump and Stormy Daniels that it was not to be discussed. It's called a confidentiality agreement.
Right.
She breached the agreement. And when people say, well, Trump lied about it, well, he was bound by a confidentiality agreement. What is he supposed to say? Yeah, I did this. He had a confidentiality agreement. He couldn't breach it, but she did. But nobody's talking about that. Lanny Davis used the term that Stormy Daniels threatened to expose Donald Trump. He used the term threatened. It's in one of Lanny's clips we played earlier this morning. So if Stormy Daniels threatened to expose Donald Trump, I looked up the definition of blackmail. The action, treated as a criminal offense, of demanding money from a person in return for not revealing compromising or injurious information about that person. So if she's threatening to divulge this to the media, I mean, let's connect the dots here. That strikes me as blackmail. She's already been paid $130,000 to keep her mouth shut, and she's bound by a confidentiality agreement. I'm not condoning his behavior. It did happen to be 10 years ago. It wasn't while he was in the White House or on the campaign trail, a la John Edwards. I'm not condoning what he did 10 years ago, but he's getting a raw deal here.
I agree. No, and if I were him, I'd find another lawyer and go sue her over the elements of the agreement she's violated, and it's the bottom line. So, I'm not condoning anything either, but the bottom line here, again, I'm just looking, if you take a step back and look at the legality, again, the president really does have the high ground, and most people need, I think, if you just study it, would understand that. So.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, it is always great to air it out with you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, of course, you can follow Tony on Twitter, and check out Chain of Command. I mention that often because it's such a great series. It was on the National Geographic Channel, and Tony's an advising producer. And go to the National Geographic Channel's website, and you can download the episodes you may have missed this year. Tony, thanks again.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Rick.
You betcha. 7:54 Saturday morning update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Effects of Brain Chemistry on Your Health on Wednesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Did you pay too much in taxes? If you're a small business owner, or if you'll receive a 1099 in 2018, we may be able to help you plan and save you big money. We call our company Line 57 because Line 57 on your federal tax return is where the potential savings are. If Line 57 on your 2017 federal tax return is not zero or close to it, you may be able to save a lot of money if you plan now. Don't wait till it's too late. Schedule a consultation today at line57.tax. That's line57.tax. line57.tax.
Attention homeowners, do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068, 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have opportunities for licensed electricians, plumbers, and carpenters. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text TRIAL to 484848. Text TRIAL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's TRIAL to 484848.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. Join Abe and Shelley for a complimentary gourmet dinner at one of the area's best fine dining restaurants. Consider this an opportunity opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. For details and available dates, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance, license number 557-877.
Our family is known for collecting things, bicycles, sports equipment, camping supplies, and it all ends up in our backyard. Oh, and our six dogs. A neighbor insisted we have Long Fence come install a privacy fence so we don't lose anything. So thoughtful. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and now we have a beautiful custom privacy fence to keep all of our collections safe and out of sight. Thanks, neighbor.
Everything we do makes a difference.
8 o'clock news is next with John Matthews on WMAL. Then it's Garden Sense. Thanks for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.